Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in the entire show for Wayne Allen Root. And I know Wayne has talked to this gentleman a number of times, but how can I pass up a chance to interview a living legend? Bill O'Reilly's unmatched broadcast and publishing success is second to none. The O'Reilly Factor, the highest rated cable news broadcast in the nation for 16 consecutive years. His website, BillO'Reilly.com, is followed by millions. No Spin News is broadcast weeknights 8 o'clock to 11 on the first TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV. The O'Reilly Update heard weekdays on more than 225 radio stations across the country. He has authored an astonishing 15 number one ranked nonfiction books. The Killing Series books are the best-selling nonfiction series of all time, and his latest book, Killing the Mob, is out right now, The Fight Against Organized Crime in America. Mr. Bill O'Reilly, thank you, sir. How are you?
Very good, Lee. That was a great intro. Pretty exhausting.
No, well, listen, nobody has, or very few people have done what you've done, so kudos to all of that. Listen, I got to start out with this. This book is awesome. So Americans have this romantic connection with the mob. Godfather, Sopranos, Donnie Brasco, Goodfellas. Why are we enamored with a Costa Nostra? Why? Why? I mean, these are bad guys.
Evil. Evil guys. Way beyond bad. The media in the movies and TV, very powerful. I was watching a movie called American Gangster the other day about a Harlem heroin dealer. You know, the worst human being you could imagine. Well, who's the star? Denzel Washington. Fantastic actor. Very charismatic. So even though you know the guy is bad, Denzel is so good that you get to empathize with him. And that's what we all have in our minds. And the other thing is that the truth about organized crime has never really been told. You know, we hear the names Al Capone and John Gotti and all these people, but we don't really know exactly what they did or who they are. And that's what Killing the Mob is all about. We take you from the bank robbers in the Depression, 1930s, Bonnie and Clyde, John Dillinger, Babyface Nelson, all the way up to the present day. And we just absolutely go right into, here's the person, here's what the person is doing, habits to the person. So there's lots of good stories. I think it'll keep you up nights if you read the mob.
So you name all the names, but drugs, murder, violence, I mean, is the mob the single most destructive force in American history?
That's an interesting question. I think the answer is yes, because it's ongoing. So today in America, organized crime controls narcotics, right, the distribution of narcotics. And that leads to hundreds of thousands of deaths and enslavement for millions of people. Child abuse, and you name it. It all stems from drugs. But unlike years ago, the French Connection period, the mob doesn't even see the dope now. Comes in from Mexico, the cartels down there ship it in, and then it's distributed by people to every city in the country, every area in the country. And the mob oversees that in various areas, like New York, got five families still to this day, and they control who sells on the streets. And the street gangs that sell the drugs, they pay for the privilege of doing that to organized crime. So every month, there's a big suitcase full of money. This is a $1 billion industry.
Right.
So it's an ongoing situation, but it gets very, very, you know, little publicity, and I really don't know why that is, because it's there.
I mean, are they working with these street gangs? Is it these Italian mobs working with MS-13 and these groups?
It's not MS-13. They're just punks.
Right.
All right. That's shakedown artists. They come in. They terrorize minority communities. They have nothing to do with organized crime. Organized crime basically divides up cities like New York. And if you want to sell heroin on the Upper West Side, Washington Heights, way up there, that's mostly Dominican gangs, okay? And the Dominican gangs get the dope, ship to it, and then they pay the mafia,
gotcha,
if you want to use that word, or whatever, for the right to do that. But in the process, the Dominican gangs are shooting each other. They're trying to get more turf. There's a lot of disrespect, revenge, payback. That's what drives the murder rate in Chicago, New York, and the other big cities. But meantime, the mafia guys are living out in Westchester or the Hamptons. I mean, they don't even see it, but they control it. And if you go against them, then you're not going to live very long.
So you shut down the drugs, then you shut down 50 people getting shot in Chicago on a weekend, right?
You shut down the narcotics industry in this country. You solve a lot of social problems, homelessness.
Yeah.
It's estimated 75% people living on the street are addicted to substance. And then, you know, the left go, oh, rehab. You know, let me break this to you. A lot of those people don't want rehab.
Right.
Rehab's tough for motivated people. Tough people who want to kick it. And you don't want to? Forget it. So the only way to control it is punitive measures, and the United States just won't do that.
The great Bill O'Reilly is with us tonight. His latest book, Killing the Mob, The Fight Against Organized Crime in America. Let's get to a couple of items in the book. So how did the mafia actually begin? What are the reasons behind the origins of organized crime in the 1930s?
Well, in America, it came from Italy. For centuries, the island of Sicily has been controlled by organized criminals. And in World War II, the USA had to invade Sicily in order to get into Europe, and the mob helped.
Right.
Patton come over from North Africa, and in return, President Roosevelt made a deal whereby after the war, the United States would allow some Sicilian gentlemen to enter the USA.
So who?
That's how it started big time.
Who came to who in that? Because I thought that was fascinating. So Patton was helped by the mafia. Was it the mafia who requested the sit-down, or was it Patton?
No, it was the U.S. government, and it came through Lucky Luciano, the first godfather. So Luciano was in prison. He's an Italian, obviously.
Right.
He's in prison. They finally put him in there for a state beef. The New York State got him. And Luciano controlled the docks through the unions in New York. And that's where all the troops left to fight the Germans from New York. And the deal was that the mob would be on the side of the USA, would shut down any German spies or saboteurs. We write all a bit about this in Killing the Mob. It was an informal deal. But it got formalized when the USA had to invade Sicily, and we didn't know what to do because we didn't have any maps. We didn't know where to go. And, you know, the Germans were entrenched. So that's when the deal was made. It was made through Lucky Luciano.
All right, so speaking of Luciano, didn't he and Bugsy help build, those guys built Vegas, right?
Yeah, well, we have one of the best scenes in Killing the Mob. It's a 1958 meeting in Havana where Luciano got deported after World War II. All right, that was the deal. We'll let you out of prison, but you can't stay here.
Right.
Went to Italy, and then he didn't like it. He didn't want to be there, and he went to Cuba when the mob controlled Cuba. All right, they bought Batista, the dictator, and they did what they wanted there. So Luciano calls all the organized criminals. This is the linchpin of Killing the Mob. Everybody shows up in Havana. All right?
Right.
Vito Genovese, Giancana, everybody's there. And there were two agendas. One, Las Vegas. All right? The mob wanted to build this gambling mecca there and control it. And the guy assigned to do that was named Bugsy Siegel. The money behind that was Meyer Lansky. They were Jewish gangsters,
right,
but they had an association with the Italian gangsters. The second agenda was narcotics. Before 1958, the mob did not do that because it knew if it got into that business, and this is a scene in The Godfather, a very famous scene,
right?
All right, that the federal government will come after them, all right? But Vito Genovese, one of the most evil human beings ever to walk this country, all right, he forced it, and the mob said, okay, we're going to go into heroin. Those things happened in 1958 in Havana, and that was a turning point of organized crime.
So you mentioned this giant meeting. Let me ask you, who's, in your mind, who's the most influential mobster of all time?
Would have to be Lucky Luciano. He and Vito Genovese had a fist fight. I mean, we put you right in that meeting.
Right.
They actually had a fist fight because they hated each other. And there's always been that rivalry, which is what The Godfather was all about, the movie and the book. All right. But Luciano was the first one basically to get so much power in the unions, all right, that the federal government had to deal with him.
Right.
And so he would be the guy.
All right, Bill. Listen, we got to take a very quick time out. We'll come back in just a second. We are talking with broadcasting legend Bill O'Reilly. His latest book, Killing the Mob, is one of my favorite killing series books. I have a soft spot, I guess, for the mafia. So, again, don't hold that against me. But it really is a great book. It's one of those books that when you start reading it, it's nearly impossible to put down. So we'll continue with Bill O'Reilly in just a second. Don't forget, you can always email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. You can visit my website, LeeElsey.com. So we'll take a short time out. We'll come back more with, again, legendary broadcaster Bill O'Reilly next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsey. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. You can go online, leeelsey.com. Email me. If you'd like, I'm talking now to the great Bill O'Reilly, monopolizing his time for the better part of this hour, talking about his latest book in the Killing series, Killing the Mob. So my question to you, I laugh, but it's probably not that funny. Is Jimmy Hoffa buried in the New York Giant end zone?
Jimmy Hoffa isn't buried anywhere. We take you step by step through his assassination.
Yeah.
North of Detroit by the mob. Mob killed him. And I don't think you'll read a better description of what happened to Jimmy Hoffa, but after he was assassinated, whacked, as they say,
yeah.
All right, they chopped him up.
Really? Is this the first time this has ever been in a book? Because this is a fascinating story.
I don't know. Martin Dugard and I do our research independently of other books.
Right.
We don't read other books. We don't do that. We get it from law enforcement, from letters, from family members. The Hoffa thing we got from family members.
Right.
So I can't tell you whether anybody else has ever, but I can tell you that nobody has done it as vividly as we do it. You will know exactly why Hoffa got killed, when he got killed, how he got killed.
The Killing series has so many great books, everyone. I mean, you can run out and grab one today. When you read these books, you almost get, it's like a history lesson. You don't have to go back to high school to get it. And the latest one here by Bill O'Reilly is Killing the Mob, and it's fantastic. If you permit me a couple more questions, because I think there's some interesting stuff that our listeners would like to hear about. So the Phantom Punch from Cassius Clay. Tell me about that, because you say the mob was behind that, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So the most famous sporting event in the 1960s was the heavyweight championship fight between Sonny Liston, who was the champ, and the upcoming Olympic hero, Cassius Clay. Sonny Liston was a 7-1 favorite, And in my killing books, we don't use anonymous sources. Every name is there. He was run by organized crime out of St. Louis. Okay? And we name the names. We tell you what they did. So Sonny shows up in Miami to fight Clay. He's a 7-1 favorite. The last minute, members of organized crime put millions of dollars on Clay.
Right.
At 7-1. Now, they waited for the last minute because they didn't want anybody, you know, the odds to go down.
Sure.
Okay? So what happens? Listen doesn't answer the bell for the fifth round.
Right.
Now, there was a fight, but everybody's stunned. And we got access to Sonny Liston's brother. And that's how we know about the phone call that was made to Liston after that fight, where his mother, and his brother was on the line too, said, Sonny, what happened? And Sonny said, quote, I did what they told me to do.
Mm.
Now, a lot of people were very suspect about that fight because it just didn't look like there was enough damage on Liston to have him not answer the bell. So there was a rematch, and the rematch was supposed to take place in Boston Garden. But the Massachusetts Boxing Commission would not license the fight. Now, that tells you something.
Right.
All right, this is a huge moneymaker. But in Massachusetts, they go, you're not fighting here. So they had to go up to Lewiston, Maine in a college hockey rink. 2,000 people. Boston Garden, 17,000 to 2,000. Does that tell you something? Okay, so it's pay-per-view, so they're making their money on it.
Right.
But Liston goes down in the first round. And Clay walks back to his corner and looks at his corner man, Drew Bundini Brown, and says, did I hit him?
Right. Was he run out of St. Louis because of gambling or because he was a drug addict?
Nobody really knows why Sonny Liston took the dive. I mean, we couldn't narrow that down to a specific reason.
Okay.
He's a Missouri guy. That's his home.
Right.
And he had a long criminal record, and he hung out with unsavory types. And then after the second fight, he moves to Vegas. Does that tell you something? Where he winds up dead.
Right.
Yeah. So we're 100% confident that how we describe that is true.
Yeah.
And here's the kicker on it. Clay, who then changed his name to Ali, didn't know. He had no idea that this was going on.
Right.
He was not in on it.
The voice you actually hear is the one and only Bill O'Reilly. A sit-down conversation with him tonight about his latest book, Killing the Mob. One more quick break. I want to pick up where we left off here as far as Sonny Liston goes. I want to ask you one more question about Sonny Liston and then a few others. We're talking about his latest book in the Killing series, Killing the Mob. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is engaging in expert-level talks with Russian officials over a recent uptick in ransomware attacks. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters a National Security Council meeting centered on ransomware will take place next week. In the latest ransomware attack, the criminals are demanding $70 million in cryptocurrency in exchange for a software key. that would unscramble all affected machines. Regarding the $70 million ransom demand, Fred Vicola is the CEO of Casella.
Someone said this is the largest attack in history. I mean, it is nothing like that, but it has my name on it, it has our company's name on it, and, you know, we're embarrassed and we're doing everything we can to fix it.
The Pentagon announcing more than 90% of troops and equipment have been withdrawn from Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Iron.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. To health insurance, it's Christian Healthcare Sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've got credibility. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Amazing. And they've got credibility with me personally. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? I hope so. I think everybody could use an extra $120,000. And that's the minimum. I think it's probably saved me close to $150,000 to $180,000. But I'm giving you an absolute bare bones minimum. So, you know, when I look at the bank account, I have an extra $120,000 because of Liberty Health Share. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-Liberty, 855-58-Liberty, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsey, and you can find out more about me by going online, leeelsey.com. For the past half hour, we've been speaking with the one and only Bill O'Reilly in his latest book in the Killing series. Killing the Mob is out right now. You can get it at all the normal places you can buy books, Amazon, etc. You can go to Bill's website if you'd like. But it is one of my favorites for sure as far as this series goes, as there is always this sort of magical love affair with the mob, which I think is always sort of captured the imagination of America. But, Bill, we were talking before the break about Sonny Liston, the Phantom Punch, and all of the issues that surrounded Sonny Liston in his life. And there's a question as to whether or not Sonny Liston actually died of a drug overdose or if he was essentially executed by the mob. What do you think?
Well, I mean, look, I don't speculate in any of my books, Lee.
Yeah.
It's all fact-driven. The fact is that he had one arm abrasion. If you're a drug addict, lots of them.
Right.
You had one.
Gotcha.
And nobody had ever seen him, including his wife, take hard drugs. So you make
it. Might be stopping it. That might be all, ladies and gentlemen. Get up there, Joe. Get up there. Get up in the ring. And I'm set on in this one, and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest. Right. I told the world. I talk to God every day. If God's with me, can't nobody be against me. I shut up the world.
The great Cassius Clay / Muhammad Ali after defeating Sonny Liston. Once again, we're on with the great Bill O'Reilly talking about his latest book, Killing the Mob. I got to ask you about two more big-time superstars and their connection to the mob. And I know you're busy. I know you got to go. But how intertwined was Sinatra with the mob? And does Elvis play anything into the mob?
Okay, so let's do Sinatra first. Sinatra was tied to a contract to a band leader. He wanted to get out of it. And the band leader wouldn't let him out. And the mob came in and said, you're going to let him out. And that was the beginning of Sinatra's association with organized crime. Sinatra wanted to be a mobster. He loved it. All right? He loved it, and they ran him. He did concerts for them. They did favors for him. He fronted a hotel in Lake Tahoe for the mob, up to his eyebrows. Elvis, he didn't have any direct association with the mob. However, the young rock and roll industry was controlled by organized crime. If you wanted your record played in a big city radio station, you got to go through the mob. And the mob would pay off the DJs. That's called payola.
Right.
It was a huge federal scandal. All right. And they controlled all the nightclubs where the singers would perform. We have testimony from Tommy James and the Shondells. Remember them?
Yeah, sure.
They took almost all their money. Bobby Rydell, he was a teen idol along with Frankie Avalon and Fabian. His literal godfather was Angelo Bruno, the godfather of Philadelphia. So all of that was tied in. The mob controlled the record industry, the concert industry, and the film industry.
What's left of the mob?
Well, they control narcotics, billion-dollar industry. And, you know, they're in every major town. They don't do as much gambling as they used to because that's all legal now, yeah. And the vice is not what it was. So they're not real interested in that or extortion. They want the drug money.
Right.
They have an arrangement with the Mexican cartels, and that's where they make their money. But they're all businessmen now. It's corporate now. They have lots of legitimate businesses,
right.
Lots of hotels. They're still in the unions. You know, when I wrote The United States of Trump, the history book on Donald Trump, is there's a chapter in there, and Trump had a deal with the concrete union in New York if he wanted to get his buildings put up.
Are they out of Vegas completely now?
No.
No, they're still in Vegas.
But they own it legitimately.
Yeah.
All right, through, you know, sub-companies and things like that. But no, Vegas is a big revenue generator.
It's amazing how much the story of the Mafia really parallels the actual Godfather story. Some of the things that even you'd mentioned here today, or you know, those stories are tapped into each other. It's pretty amazing. It really is.
Yeah, Puzo, who wrote the book and wrote the screenplay for the movie, the first one, he really knew what he was doing. I mean, he knew these guys, and that is a very, very, even though it's a novel,
right?
It's accurate, but it's not as exciting as Killing Them All.
No, it's not even close. Not even close.
I mean, we do the big picture. We do soup to nuts here. When you read that book, you'll know what's going on.
Listen, Bill O'Reilly, he's got 16 number one bestsellers. The Killing series is just phenomenal. I'm actually going to give one of these away. Bill, I can't thank you enough. It's always an honor and a pleasure to spend some time with you. Hopefully you can do it again soon.
Sure, Lee. Thanks for having me in. Stay strong.
Have a good one, brother. I appreciate it. The one, the only, Bill O'Reilly. I think this is the sixth time, if I'm not mistaken, that I've got a chance to sit down and chat with him. Once when he was over at Fox, and a number of times since then when he's out promoting books. And it's always something special. It's always something that I look forward to, because when I first started in this business, one of the people that I made sure I watched and or listened to every day was Bill O'Reilly. And I'm going all the way back before podcasts, before you could have your cell phone with you and watch or listen to radio or television broadcasts. So I remember, you know, sitting in front of my television as best I could on any weeknight and watching Bill O'Reilly do his thing on Fox and, you know, absorbed as much of it as I possibly could. So, again, as far as broadcasting goes, he is a broadcast legend. And I don't know any other way to say it. It's always lucky to get a chance to spend some time with him here on the radio. And, you know, it goes to the idea of what exactly is fair and balanced. And it reminds you that, you know, we're living in a day and age where the media has chosen upsides. Now, I think Fox does it a lot less than CNN and MSNBC, but without question, they do it, right? They align themselves with a political party, and they stump for that party. And it's really sickening when you look at CNN, because they do it worse than anybody else, and that's why their ratings are so terrible. Because I think people do see through that after a while. And I think that when you're in a position in a big organization like a CNN or a Fox, you're handcuffed to a certain extent about what it is that you can and can't do and what you can and can't say. See, that's where if, you know, you're looking to find as much truth out there as you possibly can, really the last bastion for truth may be talk radio. Because nobody has ever told me what to say and how to say it. Not once. I've been doing this for a long time now. And I'm sure Wayne can say the same thing. When I speak, I give you my version of the truth. I give you what I believe is actually happening. I would actually be embarrassed. I would be ashamed of myself if I got behind this microphone and acted like Cuomo or Don Lemon, some of these other folks who are shills for the Democrat Party. It's an embarrassment. They should be ashamed of themselves. They really should. And that's also a reason why I think talk radio is so popular, because you do get this visceral gut reaction from the host, whoever that host may be. Obviously, some do it a lot better than others, and some are incredibly successful, others not so much. But there's an honesty behind it, because there's nowhere to hide, right? If I say something, then I've got to answer for that. On television, for whatever reason, it doesn't seem like these folks answer for anything. They always are sort of skipping down that road of hypocrisy. I mean, Don Lemon or Cuomo could say one thing on Tuesday, something completely different on a Friday, and no one cares. No one calls them on it. And the same goes for our politicians nowadays, right? Think about that. You've got politicians nowadays that it doesn't matter what they say. They have no remorse whatsoever, right? You have situations with Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or AOC or any of these folks. And on Monday, they may give a speech and talk about one thing. On Friday, they completely do a 180 and talk about it in a different way because they're in front of a different audience. Imagine that. Imagine living your life like that. God, I've talked about this before, but it's so infuriating. Isn't there a shred of decency left in any of these politicians? Not only that, I mean, don't they understand that we're watching them all the time, that they're on tape, but they don't care. They don't care. I could go back in time and look at video footage of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi waxing poetic about the potentials of a wall and how we need to keep illegal immigration in check. And then you fast forward to today, tomorrow, yesterday, and they say the complete opposite. How is it that you can go through your life with such genuine dishonesty, not only to the people that you represent, but to yourself? So many politicians have not a shred of integrity, no decency whatsoever. And as I've said many times in the past, the fault lies not in the stars, but with ourselves. We're the ones to blame because we keep putting the same people back in those same offices again and again and again and again. And as far as CNN and MSNBC, at least, you know, you can punch them in the stomach because their ratings stink and people are realizing that they're full of blank. But politicians, for whatever reason, seem to skate all too often. And that's a sad thing. All right, listen, my name is Lee Elsie. It is always a pleasure to get a chance to hang out with you. We got one more quick break. David Ditch will join me from the Heritage Foundation. Yes, I said it right, David Ditch, Heritage Foundation. He is a policy expert, and we will talk with him next about the infrastructure package. All of that coming up. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Boostar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Our guest is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Biden released a video on Friday last week celebrating the Lunar New Year, but also causing further divide by introducing race into this video where it didn't need to be. He was talking about Asian Americans being attacked, neglected to mention it was black folks who were attacking them. What do you make of all this?
And I'm glad you brought up the attacks on Asians. You know, to listen to Democrat politicians try and put that on Trump, and then you see the videos of the people who are doing the attacks. I'm sorry, but, you know, those young men mostly in Oakland, black men, you know, possibly gang-related, I don't think those are Trump supporters.
Right.
And I don't think they're motivated by anything that Trump said.
No.
At least not motivated positively. But the Dems are trying to say, oh, that's because of, you know, the racist thing that Trump built up. I'm sorry, that's just wrong. That's a lie. And those politicians do it with absolutely no problem, no difficulty saying it.
They have no conscience.
It's just amazing. They have none.
None. They're total hypocrites. I don't know how they look at themselves in the mirror every morning, I swear. Stephen Bucci is our guest, Heritage Foundation. Two more from me. I know you got to run. I appreciate the time, as always. But number one is, what are we going to end up doing with Cuomo? I mean, obviously, not to laugh because people died, but Jesus. Here's a guy who was put up on a pedestal. People were begging him to run for president because they knew Biden couldn't get out of his own way. Him and his brother Fredo causing all kinds of havoc. What do you make of this?
Well, first, I'm totally unsurprised. You know, Cuomo shifted from, you know, the statesman-like, his leadership model that he did for about 5 minutes of the whole thing and then wrote a book about it, to talking like some street thug, he and his brother Fredo there, you know, threatening people, threatening religious groups, saying, well, we'll see how, you know, how much they stand when we start finding them and we go after them. And then it turns out he's the one who's been lying. He's the one who's been deceiving the public. If he was a Republican, he'd already be up on a cross.
Yep.
But because he's a liberal Democrat, you're not even seeing it on most of the mainstream media. There's actually been a couple of mainstream outlets who have at least played the story of the gal, you know, making the accusation. But boy, there's no pitchforks or torches out there for old Andrew. But that's what he deserves. I mean, heck, even Mayor de Blasio has called for an investigation. you know, I mean, that's de Blasio's farther to the left than Cuomo.
Right.
Cuomo's more like running a crime family than it is, you know, some sort of liberal bastion. But it's he needs to go down. He needs to be recalled. If anybody needs to be impeached, you know, in the beginning of 2021, it's Andrew Cuomo.
Right.
Though I'd be happy if Gavin Newsom goes, too. But, you know, we need to call these guys to account. They have been lying and hiding things and deceiving the public and doing it seemingly with impunity. They need to be called to account through the legal means that we have in our system, and both at the state and federal level. But they need to pay the price for the lies that they have been telling the American people for the last year.
Absolutely. And you said it perfectly. His dopey brother, Fredo, speechless on CNN. He's just sitting there like a big dope every single night, doesn't know what to do, which I find hilarious. All right, Stephen, one more from me. Minneapolis, they're complaining now. First, they were complaining that, again, police were too violent or police weren't doing a good job. They defunded the police. Now the same folks who wanted all of that are complaining that the response times on 911 calls are not fast enough. This is after they've cut millions from their budgets. I mean, just a lack of common sense everywhere, right?
Well, it's, you know, exactly what you said. You know, people on our side of the aisle are like, duh. Did you think this was not going to happen when you defunded the police?
Right.
You know, if you're saying the police are not responding properly, what do? You take money away from them so they get less training, have less assets. So you the options of the police are either to send in people into situations with way less numbers and capability to protect themselves, or they're going to not show up. Well, you know, the police understand they're not going to be supported if they go into those dicey situations. They got unions, too. And they're going to say, you know what? Time for us to just back up a little bit. You know, we'll handle the situations where we think we can deal with it. If it's one that could get out of hand, we're not showing up. And this shows, again, the hypocrisy of the left. Because the only people that are going to be hurt by this are the good citizens, the majority of citizens who live in those poorer neighborhoods, who now the cops, who were the only ones protecting those people, are not going to show up. So now the thugs are going to have free reign to do whatever they want. This is, you know, to use the TV or movie analogy, we've just given the Joker and the bad guys from Arkham Asylum run of Gotham City. You know, you said, no, police stay out. The bad guys are going to handle them. We saw this in Portland, Lee. When the mayor said, oh, no, we're going to let them keep their autonomous zone. It'll be fine. It'll be a summer of love. And then they started killing each other and attacking, you know, citizens who live there but were not part of this ridiculous idea. And then everybody started screaming, well, the police need to go in there and protect them. Well, the mayor told the police, they put leftist ideas like this come to roost. Unfortunately, the people who pay the price are the citizens of our cities, our states, and our country.
Great stuff again, Stephen. I just looked at the clock. I got to go. I'm out of time. I'll talk to you down the road. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up next. Keep it right here. It's the USA Radio Network.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.